Dialogue 3.
Goto sensei, I broke my finger.
Oh, Tanaka-san, you're hurt again? You are a frequent visitor now. I remember you scratched your knee the day before as well. Which finger? Show me. Oh, you jammed your finger. If your bone was broken, you would be screaming in pain now. You were playing with a ball, right?
So it's not broken? What a relief. Will it be okay soon?
Don't worry, it will be fine. Let me cool your finger and tape around it for you. I see your nails are a bit too long. Have you cut them recently? Maybe that could be the reason. Because your fingernails are long, you jammed your finger because you couldn't catch the ball properly. Also, if you keep your nails long, then dirt can get into your nails easily and you can't keep your fingers clean. I will cut them for you today. But from now on, ask your parents to cut them for you once you think your nails are long. Perhaps your feet are also the same? Take off your socks and let's check. I was right.
I will ask my mom to cut them when I get back home.
So, how's your finger? Does it hurt as much? Yes, it looks fine now. I'll keep the tape around it, so don't play around for today, okay? Go home and read some books and stay quiet. You can take a bath, but probably your finger will hurt for a while. So ask your mom or dad to help you with the bathing today. Tanaka-san, you are right-handed, right? That means today is a little inconvenient for you.
Thank you, Goto-sensei.
Question 48. Number 1. He broke his finger. Number 2. He broke his fingernails. Number 3. A ball hit him on the face. Number 4. He jammed his finger. Question 49. Number 1. The Tanaka-san's finger is broken. Number 2. That Tanaka-san scratched his knee the day before. Number 3. That Tanaka-san's fingernails are a little too long. Number 4. That Tanaka-san broke the ball. Question 50. Number 1. You would be screaming in pain. Number 2. You would break your finger. Number 3. Dirt can get into your nails easily. Number 4. You cannot take a bath.